Your brain, my brain, what was it designed for? To keep you alive, for you to survive. Me too. And seeing that running kept us off the dinosaurs a la carte menu, it seems running and brain things are closely related. Stay tuned, a great show coming up, but first, here is the intro.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Thanks for you joining us today for another ads-free show, which is bringing you running advice that makes you become the best runner you can be with the right attitude and mindset. You know, mindsets, they don't just come out of the blue. You don't just wake up one morning and, ta-da, here is your runner's mindset, perfect as it should be. You don't just suddenly think and feel unable to get up, get dressed, I can't do it, I can't put on my running gear, and suddenly perform great. What happened? You know, where did those feelings go, I wonder? And what happened? You know, it has been slumbering inside of you, those small signs, those little red flag, the telltale behavior, those convenient excuses that suddenly come up. It's a lie, a huge buildup, and suddenly you lost that urgency. Suddenly looking at your training plan is like, oh no. And that sincerity to stick to your promises and your goals and your whole plans and everything, it's just all of a sudden, it's gone. And thing is, once you start to develop some stutter steps or little hiccups that keep you from running, pretty soon it leads to overall invalidating of plans set and any future run goals that you might be having. And next thing, your brain filter system is ensuring you're getting more of what you're thinking of, and it's not going to be running. It's going to be of, why am I not going running? And, oh, gee, I just can't. It's just, now combining this with a trend called negativity bias, you know, suddenly everything feels like it is getting worse all the time. And suddenly all glasses you're looking at are half empty. How can you catch yourself from being in that negativity bias? Well, if something of this sounded familiar, stay tuned to this podcast. It might be you have a tendency for that. And how can you interrupt that story to get to a healthier thinking track? Do you remember this video? It's a video of a group of, it's a couple of years back, I think maybe 15 years back. It's a group of basketball players, one team wearing white, other team wearing black. And you are given instructions where you are supposed to watch how many times the white team catch the ball. And you know, it's so easy to miss something you're not looking for. What happens was is you look at this video and you start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, I don't know what the number was, 19 or something. 19 times the white team caught that basketball. And then the question comes up in the video, how many times? And you say whatever. And then it says, but did you see the gorilla? As I said, it's an old study, and there have been many progressions of this, many, many different ones. And it was even used in the UK in an ad to be aware of cyclists, because it's easy to miss something you're not looking out for. And how come this happens? You know, it's very simple, actually. This happens with us that we have filters that delete, they distort, and they generalize. So deletion happens is, There is so much information around us that needs to be processed by our nervous system that we're forced to omit certain aspects of a race experience. And we selectively pay attention to other aspects. You know, that's that experience when you cross the half marathon finish line or the 10K finish line and you're wondering, you know, what did happen between kilometer 2 and 8. What was it at the aid station? You know, just did I drink, was I at an aid station? Who handed me a cup? Was it a lady? Was it a man? Tall, shorterish person? What were they wearing? You deleted it. You cannot recall it. And what happens as well is that we distort information. We misrepresent our reality through the distorting of experiences. By being intimidated by a certain race event, you know, frightened of a incline, or perhaps what somebody told us. You know, we've all heard these stories of, oh, there's some trails which are really bad for you. You know, they're very dangerous. You can trip very easily and sprain your ankle. So you distort the view of it. Or, of course, generalization. Generalization means, for me, for example, if you've listened to this podcast often, I quite often tell the story whereby when I was running and when I was living in the UK and taking part in races there, I was the only guy wearing an extra running jacket. Nobody wore another running jacket. Everybody was in a short-sleeved singlet and was like, you know, I'm not sure all British people don't suffer from cold. So that's generalization. It is easy to miss something you're not looking out for. So during your run, there's a lot going on in your brain. There's this internal sensation, how am I feeling, am I going too fast, going too slow. Even sitting at home on your sofa, there's a lot going on through your brain. There's a sensory stimuli. When you're running, you're maybe thinking, I should have worn a different t-shirt, this one is driving me nuts. Or if you're sitting on the sofa and you haven't gone for a run, and you haven't been for a run for quite some time, you're having certain thoughts that are going through your mind. You don't need to recognize everything that's going on around you. Perhaps like now, you're paying attention to my voice, to this podcast, and you're not so focused on what you're actually doing. You're doing it sort of like automatically. And this is like the first step to catch yourself, to catch your thought, to realize, hang on, I'm not fully present. This goes for both situations, whether you're currently running or whether you've been struggling with becoming a runner again because the excuses have been too good. Catch yourself, realize, hang on, I'm not fully present. And immediately focus on your breathing. How you're inhaling, how you exhale. Just that. Then let's get back to that t-shirt and how it feels on your skin. Or tell me, how do your teeth feel like at the moment? All these things, they were there all the time, but you didn't focus on them. You weren't aware of them. Now, good things, even great things, happen during a run. Sometimes bad things as well, right? And what you pay attention to, you get more of. So if you notice a lot of hardship during your run, and hey, I have this sometimes. You know, it feels like you've done at least 8Ks of your long run. I must be on kilometer 8. And my running watch says 4.9 kilometer. What? Is it true the enemy's jamming our GPS? I doubt it. But it can't be. Am I so slow? You know, what happens is that I perceive to be a lot further and a lot slower than maybe I actually am. And this is this negativity bias. You know, the self-serving bias is often observed in the context where an individual self-esteem is being threatened by negative outcomes of one's effort. That's a study by Blaine and Crocker, 1993. Very interesting read. There are summaries on this as well. And this usually happens in a marathon event when a runner finishing time is worse than their expectations. Those runners that have the 4:01 or the 3:31 rather than 3:29 or 3:59. And what happens is we're more likely to be influenced by negative information than by positive information or neutral information. Always we tend to go for that negative. It's the evolutionary route. So just imagine those dangers in the prehistoric times. I mean, someone had to try those mushrooms until, oops, somebody write down those red ones with the white dots. I don't think they're good. And that's what it took until we figured out which ones are good and which ones are deadly. So in order to make sure you reach the finish line, you might decide to focus on the worst case scenario and run as if it is a worst case scenario. And then be more or less safe and sound and you're going to get your medal. But that's not what you set out to train for. Again, remember, our brains are not designed to make us happy, but they're there to keep us alive. And those generalizations, they also don't help. There's this marathon through a nature reserve in South Africa. It's called the Veskus Marathon. And there's a hill, it's called the Black Mamba. And runners talk about this at the start of the race, you know, and like they can see you're a newbie and it's like, wow, it's an immense difficult section, which it is. I remember struggling up it as well. But the point is, to those runners that don't know about it and that don't take part in that discussion and don't pay attention to the stories of the other runners, you take a bus to the start line. The bus takes about an hour because it can only drive very slow there. And you have all these people talking about it, how they suffered up that incline. You know, you're going to be, if you don't listen to that, you're going to be less biased. You're going to get through it with ease of mind. So let's add some complexity. Which of those comments may, do you think, stand out? The ones that are positive or negative stories? You know, which headlines will get more views? All runners reach the finish line at the local marathon. What do you think of that comment? Are you going to read that? Or 5 runners in ICU after run event. Da, 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 da. You know, there's so much stories like that out there. Google, you know, running marathons can cause heart failure. Yep, there's one like that. You know, London Marathon, 4 major mistakes, runners at risk. So that media consumption, it feeds on your negativity bias. That's the reason why you're not getting out and running and adhering to your goals, because suddenly there is so much, you know, and this anxiety, and what happens is it grows inside your brain. And once you start to feel anxious, you'll be scanning for more things. And, you know, is there going to be another aid station? Or is this the last one? You know, will they have drinks or is also something nutritious? And this thinking, it becomes a negative spiral. That's why if you're currently not running and adhering to your run plan, hang on, just stop right now. You need to manage your thinking. And this can be learned as a habit that has been helpful in the past. It can keep you from, you know, if you don't stop doing this right now, why you need to manage your thinking, start doing that. A mental filtering, that'll change your memory. That's the solution. The more you remember that one run you had that was a struggle, where all those negative headlines came true, you really struggled, you know, and you really didn't do well. And the more you think about it and you remember this detail and that detail, and the more you talk about it, the more you share a story, you know. Let me ask you, perhaps in that year where you had that worst marathon, maybe you ran 1,000 miles in that whole year or 2,000, and you're talking about and remembering 26.2 miles of a horrible event. What about the other 976? Or if you ran 2,000, 1,976. What about all those run events which were great, which were absolutely fantastic? It means if you want to be able to become that regular runner again, adhere to your training plan, stick to that routine, and you'll need to take intentional action to see the positive. You need to get out of those ruts, out of those worn out paths. And this requires hard work, especially for those of you who don't like to change your running shoes, you know, because they're just so comfy. Creating new paths in your brain will change directions. But if you are at this stage already, it's easy. It becomes very easy once you start doing it. Understanding that the current words you are telling yourself, the well thought out excuses that prevent you from running, unraveling them, unpacking them as to what they really are, that is the hard part. So what exactly should you do? Number one, learn to notice your patterns. Can I share something with you just between you and me? After I'd finished my national service, during the national service, I was used to getting up very early with very little sleep and being quite fit. And running was natural in my routine. My fitness allowed this. And after the national service, suddenly I slipped into a pattern. Yes, me, the host of the Advanced Endurance Coaching Podcast, helping you become further. Okay, this is like over 30 years back. But seriously, I suddenly was in a pattern that left no way out other than not to run. And you know what it was? I had one of those alarm clocks, a brand new one. You had to put batteries inside it, and it would flash the numbers in red. And it was called, my tactic, hit the snooze button. Oh, brilliant. Hit it once, hit it twice, and third time, you are lucky. No chance. You are nearly 20 minutes late. You cannot run, Heiko. The perfect excuse. And it snuck up on me. I don't know where it came from, but it was there. And I wasn't running. That's a pattern. And of course, seeing that I can't run because I haven't got the time, you know, we believe what we think. So learn to break and reflect. Taking a break is different from hitting your snooze button. Taking a break means to analyze what is actually happening. Scan for the opposite. Make a direct effort to search for other opinions. So when someone wants to tell you his or her story of that difficult section on the run, the lack of aid stations, or you are great at hitting the snooze button, find and create more options. You know, whether positive or negative, They're both sides on the same coin, and your brain will learn quickly to find more helpful approaches, different pathways to take. So it's not about being that annoying runner who's always, oh, I always love to run, no matter how difficult, I'm just smiles. No, that's forget it. Huh? It's about being able to shift your thoughts to find more helpful options. And of course, the biggest step is to be grateful for the opportunity you have. We can walk, we can run. Being where you are in the condition that you currently are. So work with what you have. Take a break from sources of negative information and stop trying to define yourself with a worse story than someone else's. I want to finish off with 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Wonderful verse. Dear listeners, thanks for giving me your time. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.